We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Carrie Gerling, and this is Anti-Bullying Week, so welcome, Carrie.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you are a film producer, an educational film producer, and also an international youth motivator, and I believe you have a project called Voice, so tell us about that, Carrie.
That's right. Well, I've been speaking to high school and junior high students for about 11 years now on motivation, bullying, one being my primary topic. And, you know, I've seen kids face bullying left and right. It's an epidemic that, you know, has been a global concern for quite some time now. And, you know, I've been making my way, you know, from school to school, getting my message out there, trying to get it heard. But I'm also trying to do as much as I can, you know, outside of the speaking realm, where I can connect with people who have similar, who can relate to bullying. And I've created a new campaign. It's called Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an online foundation or an online platform via Facebook, basically a Facebook page that allows teens, parents, adults, children, anybody who has been affected by bullying to share their story and to get their message out there.
Okay. And I like what you said, when it comes to bullying, everybody has a story to tell. So every one of us is always, we're going to face a situation, several actually in life, where we are the odd man out, right?
That's true. Bullying is an issue that we have all faced. It's an issue that we can all relate to, whether as a victim, bully, or a bystander. And I usually say, you know, by the time the kids hit junior high, 100% of them have been affected by it, either, again, as a bystander, victim, or a bully themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's so true, because you've either got the person that bullies or the person being bullied, I guess.
Very true.
Now, do you think bullying is on the rise as far as the school place, the workplace, and do they connect?
Well, I definitely find that when there is a strong media presence with any subject, I mean, there's going to be an increase, or there's going to be a, you know, a focal point in that area, which is good. I mean, yes, numbers have been on the rise, but the main thing is getting the message out there. The first step in eliminating bullying is becoming aware of the problem. If you don't know it's happening, you can't do anything to eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, the job, I find that, you know, bullying doesn't just happen in the school environment. It happens on the, you know, on the streets, in school, and even at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the primary thing is getting parents, teachers, and community, you know, anybody from the community to understand that it is an issue. And basically just to go about, you know, eliminating that issue.
Okay, definitely, definitely the whole community has to get involved, as well as the parents, and that's definitely great. You were actually bullied as a child, too, and I guess this led to, you know, you doing something about it.
That's true. I mean, I've dealt firsthand with bullying, physical, verbal abuse in high school, junior high, and you know, it really eats away at a person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm doing my absolute best to try and, again, get my message out there. I believe it's really important. And I think it's important for everybody to get involved, teachers, parents, and, again, everybody in the community. It needs everybody's support.
Okay. Now, you're based in Calgary, Alberta. What about the communities around you? Do you think that they're stepping up and doing something about the bullying in the school, making people more aware of it, sensitizing people?
Definitely. There have been a lot of other anti-bullying activists out there that are getting their message out there, creating some presence for the subject itself. And there are a lot of schools that are implementing anti-bullying strategies as well, and also incorporating liaison officers in the schools that the students can go for direct support, which is great.
Okay, that's very important. What's the most common form of bullying? Is it verbal?
To be honest, I'd say cyberbullying is one of the leading issues right now with bullying.
Okay.
I've primarily dealt with the victims that have been abused physically or verbally,
mm-hmm.
but I've dealt with quite a few issues, especially in the last little while, dealing with cyberbullying.
Okay, good. Now, is there a particular age where people are more bullied or feel like bullying more?
Yeah, the most prone age, I guess, is pretty much around the anywhere from 8 years old to high school.
Okay.
High school, it still does take place, but that's, you know, when you're finding new peer groups and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the problem is eliminated a little bit as, you know, as we grow, but, you know, we can't turn a blind eye to the fact that, you know, when a bully does use that negative aggression towards somebody, you know, at an early age, oftentimes they'll bring that into relationships in the future, especially in a workplace.
Okay, definitely. Well, that makes sense. Good. So, Voice, it's on Facebook, I guess. So tell us about how that works if somebody wants to go and voice their experience, I guess.
Yeah, if anybody wants to voice their opinion, voice themselves about bullying in any way, as a victim, bystander, or an instigator, they can definitely visit the website, facebook.com/voiceup. And they can share their experiences. If they don't feel comfortable or would like to remain anonymous, they can definitely direct message us and we'll post that for them anonymously.
Okay, so that's facebook.com/voiceup, V-O-I-C-E-U-P. And in your own personal experience, you found that writing about your experiences, that helped you.
Yes, definitely. I think that's one of my key components within my presentation is directing students and children who have experienced bullying to share their story. And even if they don't feel comfortable sharing their story, a lot of us don't, just writing about it will help you deal with the symptoms and the situation itself. At least you're drawing a concern to it.
Okay, good. Now, when somebody posts something, can they see other posts too? And
oh, definitely. It's a fully interactive site. We've got, we like to see ourselves as the resource for anti-bullying. So if there are any parents, administrators, teachers, anybody that wants to know a little bit more about bullying, what they can do to support their kids, their children, we have online videos, many, many other posts from other sites that believe in what we're doing. And again, we're just trying to get the message out there and get people to become aware of it.
Good. And I would imagine you have some strategies too.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's
it's all posted online.
Good, online. So how long has this been going on, this project?
This project, I've been passionately working on this project for about 18 months.
18 months?
And now I'm ready and eagerly excited to launch it National Anti-Bullying Week.
Anti-Bullying Week, definitely all this week. And have you been hearing back a lot from people? Has it been a positive experience for them? And
we've had a tremendous response. We've received about 1,500 posts already.
Wow.
And yeah, we're actually doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in a range of responses from, you know, we've had, you know, 7-year-old kids to grandparents. I mean, they're kids to grandparents that are sharing their stories. And just like I said earlier, everybody can relate to the issue.
Good, good. Has anything come out of the project that maybe you weren't expecting that's positive too?
Well, I'm always open for other opportunities out there. My goal is to, to find somebody to help me launch another passionate project, the Motivate Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Basically taking my presentations to the next level, auditoriums, then stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm always open to opportunities out there and we've received quite a bit of positive media attention about that, and as long as I can get the message, my name, and the proper guidance out there, that's what I'm aiming for.
Now, have the posts been from a large population across Canada, would you say, or maybe into the States too?
Well, the good thing is I myself, I've been doing this for 11 years. I've spoken to a little over a million students, and that includes, United States and Canada. I've pretty much traveled every square inch of Canada, and focusing on doing a big American campaign shortly here, but I wanted to test the limits and see what we're capable of with voice here in Canada.
How has this changed you?
The project itself,
yeah.
Or
the project.
To be honest, I've worked on. I'm a very passionate individual. I've worked on a number of different projects, mainly surrounding the anti-bullying topic. And this project I've put my whole heart, soul, and effort into. And to be honest, this project specifically has made me feel so alive. It's made me realize, you know, I'm doing something positive for my community. And I'm being a positive role model to the youth out there. I think that's really important when dealing with anybody, really, or any certain project. But it's something that I'm passionate about, and, I'm doing the best that I can to continue.
Well, thanks very much. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Carrie?
I don't think so. Mainly, the first thing for the job for parents and teachers is basically to, you know, to support their children. And most of the time, the kids, they don't feel comfortable speaking to an adult, generally not their parents, because mm-hmm. they have that, they have a guard. And that guard can't be eliminated unless if the parent, you know, has, you know, proper communication with that child. And I find that the first step in eliminating bullying, again, is becoming aware of it. But speaking to their kids as a parent, speaking to their, you know, to your children about bullying and sharing some experiences maybe that they have gone through, maybe that will lower the guard and will help them communicate to you in a much broader stance.
Good. Excellent advice. Communication between the parents and the children. Good.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, good. Well, Anti-Bullying Week from November 14th to November 18th, I believe it is. And definitely check it out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/voiceup. So definitely thanking you, Carrie, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.